And seeing as I might get some dental work done over the break, I figured I'd play a few songs about torture, being one of the lesser recognized subject matters for song smithing. Anyway, Paradise Region and Dead Mule. Torture show, police brutality, what have you. We'll throw it at you because we are just holding up the funhouse mirror and reflecting back the crazy quilt of everything we see. Oh, yeah, it's radio. Anyway, Dead Kennedys here.
Peace your wealth.
Watch your pockets, watch your purses.
this crooked town. He shot his eyes when scales were found. Worked all your life tomorrow to retire. Now your life changes went up in fire.
Satan,
he's a part of the scandal. Too out of control to handle. Dick Cheney, you're a sign of the times. Hey, Dick Cheney, you're no friend of mine. Fat men and suits study to invest in the stock, collect interest. Then why you didn't look? Pumped your flaming on the books. Dick Cheney, you're a part of the scam. You're a big fat son of a grown Uncle Sam. Stick to what you know best. Looking out for your own interest. Better luck your set tonight. Dick Cheney, the boys are out tonight.
Watch your pockets, watch your purses.
Don't bother looking up yourself. Cheney wants a piece, I'll piece you well.
Watch your pockets, watch your purses.
Better luck your set tonight. Dick Cheney, the boys are out tonight.
Watch your pockets, watch your purses.
Don't bother looking up yourself. Cheney wants a piece, I'll piece you well. Watch your pockets, watch your purses. Watch your pockets, watch your purses.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the bugs. You better turn yourself in.
No way, man. I got a date with a beautiful girl.
So I'm going to play a bunch of that, and maybe somehow I'm going to do something.
Wait, look at the map. I'll take one.
Well, that's only 99 bands on the
disc. On the
CIA.
with it.
People with a lot of money hail the dividend as confirmation of the fact that they have more money than you. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7,000 points. The NASDAQ has gone sideways by a factor of 12, the S&P 500 is in a meeting, and my shoes have magically disappeared. This is NCR.
The President, I am appalled to be surrounded by the liberal media that is destroying America. With the exception of Fox News. Fox News gives you both sides of every story. The president's side and the vice president's side.
I gotta get moving. Hey.
But the rest of you, what are you thinking?
I am moving.
Reporting on NSA wiretapping or secret prisons in Eastern Europe? Those things are secret for a very important reason. They're super depressing.
I am.
And if that's your goal, well, misery accomplished.
Thanks a lot.
Over the last 5 years, you people were so good. Tax cuts, WMD intelligence, the effect of global warming. We Americans didn't want to know, and you had the courtesy not to try to find out. Those were good times.
Wait a minute.
As far as we knew. But listen, let's review the rules. Here's how it works.
What?
The president makes decisions. He's the decider.
Get your teeth out of my britches!
The press secretary announces those decisions, and you people of the press type those decisions down. Make, announce, type. Just put them through a spell check and go home. Get to know your family again. Make love to your wife. Write that novel you got kicking around in your head. You know, the one about the intrepid Washington reporter with the courage to stand up to the administration? You know, fiction. Because really, what incentive do these people have to answer your questions after all? I mean, nothing satisfies you. Everybody asks for personnel changes. So, the White House has personnel changes. And then you write, oh, they're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. First of all, that is a terrible metaphor. This administration is not sinking. This administration is soaring. If anything, they are rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg. Now, it's not all bad guys out there. There's some of the heroes out there tonight. Christopher Buckley, Jeff Sachs, Ken Burns, Bob Schieffer. I've interviewed all of them. By the way, Mr. Pressman, thank you for agreeing to be on my show. I appreciate it.
Then you're going to have to play to win.
I was just as shocked as everyone here is. I promise you.
But how do I win?
How's Tuesday for you? We've got Frank Rich, but we can just bump him.
Abandon the game.
I mean, bump him.
Abandon the game.
I know a guy.
What question are you answering? Hey, look, Laura, don't go. Don't go. Where are you?
See who we got here tonight. We got General Mosley, Air Force Chief of Staff. We got General Peter Pace, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They still support Rumsfeld. Right, you guys aren't retired yet, right?
I'm in love with the Sphinx.
Right, they still support Rumsfeld. Look, I've got a theory about how to handle these retired generals. I've caused all this trouble. Don't let them retire. Come on, we've got a stop-loss program. Let's use it on these guys. I've seen Nazini in that crowd on Wolf Blitzer. If you're strong enough to go on one of those pundit shows, you're strong enough to stand on a bank of computers and order men into battle. Come on.
Flies all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair. Prisoners grumble and save their clothes and scratch their matted hair. A tiny light from a window hole 100 yards away is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it stinks so bad, the storm's been choking and they've been
let the giant fly above the works in the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops. And spikes and guns and the likes of every tool of pain, and a sinister midget
with a bucket in a mouth. A sinister midget with a bucket in a mouth. A sinister midget with a bucket in a mouth,
where the blood goes down the drain, and it stinks so bad the stone's been choking. A weeping green is dying in the room where the giant fire above the works, and the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops. Green and buzzing
in his dungeon of despair.
An evil prince eats a steaming pig in a chamber right near there. He eats the snouts and the trotters first. The loins and the groins as soon as theirs. His carven style is well rehearsed. He stands and shouts, all men be cursed. All men be cursed. All men be cursed. All men be cursed. And disagree. Hey, nobody would disagree with him.
No wonder.
He's the best, of course, of all the worst.
He's the best, of course, of all the worst.
Some wrong been done, he done it first.
Some wrong been done, he done it first.
And he stinks so bad, his bones been choking.
A weeping greenish drops.
In the night of the iron sausage, where the torture never stops.
The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops.
Torture time now!
Yeah. flies all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair. Who are all these people that he's locked away down there? Are they crazy? Are they sainted? Are they zero? Someone named. Well, it's never been explained since at first it was created. But a dungeon, just like a sin, requires nine foot locking in of everything that's ever been. Look at her.
Justice Scalia, may I be the first to say, welcome, sir! You look fantastic! How are you today? Just talking to Sicilian with my pies on. John McCain is here. John McCain, what a maverick. Somebody find out what fork he used on his salad. Because I guarantee you it wasn't a salad fork. This guy could have used a spoon. There's no predicting him. By the way, Senator McCain, so wonderful to see you coming back into the Republican fold. I've actually got a summer house in South Carolina. Look me up when you go to speak at Bob Jones University. So glad you've seen the light, sir. Mayor Nagin! Mayor Nagin is here from New Orleans, the chocolate city. And a graham cracker crust of corruption. It's a mal. I guess is what I'm describing. It's a mal. Seasonal. Joe Wilson is here. Joe Wilson, right down here in front, the most famous offensive evidence.
Spokesman review analysis of the torture report released to Congress shows two Spokane-based psychologists did most of the CIA's torture work between 2005 and 2009 on contract, and their firm received $80 million to do so. Although the two psychologists were represented by pseudonyms in the report, and the executive summary of the Senate torture report does not mention their names, it's clear, according to the Spokesman Review, that the report is referring to James Mitchell and Bruce Jessen, who operated a company called Mitchell, Jessen & Associates out of Spokane during key years of the War on Terror. The in-depth report uses pseudonyms. The Senate report said Mitchell, Jessen & Associates had a contract for as much as $180 million if the enhanced interrogation program had continued past 2009. The report says the two psychologists were
the hands-on torturers of alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and that the torture was much worse than previously revealed. The report says Mohammed was picking a coffin-like box for days at a time, while CIA handlers looked on. The report also says the CIA had not sought out Mitchell and Jessen, but rather the two had pitched their enhanced interrogation techniques. The two psychologists had an incentive for continuing the torture, and terrorism suspect Abu Zubaydah, who the CIA had decided would not reveal any information after 6 days of waterboarding. But Mitchell and Jessen were making $1,800 per day for their work, according to the report, and the waterboarding continued for months with 83 instances of waterboarding. The report also says suspect Ruth Rahman likely died of hypothermia after he was interrogated by Mitchell and Jessen. Most of the news overnight.
In horrifying pictures, crime, clock, terror.
The report also says other investigations qualifications to design and operate the torture program used by the CIA. One email from a CIA staff psychologist said no professional in the field would credit their judgments. Another said their arrogance and narcissism led to unnecessary conflicts in the field.
The winner is Frank Clearwater for I Gave It Back.
I'm the commander, I'm the decider. Coo-coo-coo-choo. Baghdad City policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies. See mothers cry. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. Uranium, imaginary WMDs. They classify in facts, expose in secret agent tax, before the wealthy leave and all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Coo-coo-ca-choo, coo-coo-ca-choo.
We got secret reputations. That's how I listen to all voices. Tonight's the final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation. But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best. And what's best is for Don Rumsfeld.
The detainee is lying on the gurney that's inclined at an angle 10 to 15 degrees. A cloth is placed over the detainee's face. Cold water is poured on the cloth. The wet cloth creates a barrier through which it is difficult, or in some cases not possible, for the detainee to breathe. If the detainee makes an effort to defeat the technique by twisting his head to the side and breathing out the corner of his mouth, the interrogator may cup his hands around the detainee's nose and mouth, in which case it would not be possible for the detainee to breathe. Section 2340A Memorandum. Pain and suffering is best understood as a single concept, not distinct concepts of pain as distinguished from suffering. Oh, suffering. In the waterboard, which inflicts no harm whatsoever, does not in our view inflict severe pain or suffering. Even if one were to parse the statute more finely, to treat suffering as a distinct concept, the waterboard could not be said to inflict severe suffering. Of a protracted period of time, generally given to suffering.
And now it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens. You.
for my mom and take her.
Yeah. Support a t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. This in the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is Melissa Hughes the only one embarrassed?
Eric Holder decided to resign.
Oh, sure. That's a chance.
You motherfuckers got me today. You kicked me on my ass today.
Please get out of the chair. Get out of the chair.
I'm most sick and tired is how every time somebody disagrees with how the government is running things, he or she is labeled un-American.
Evidently, speech time.
Our speech in this country is free, you hack. Free for me, free for you, free for Melissa Hughes to stand up to her government and say, stick it. Objection. I object to government abusing its power to squash the constitutional freedoms of its citizens. And God forbid anybody challenge her. They're smeared as being a heretic. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American.
Mr. Shaw, unless you have anything you
like, he saw something silver and something the father, because he was also a cop in New York in the 1970s. And he said, I didn't shoot the guy, and it turned out it was a cigarette lighter, but if I was wrong, I would have been dead. But you see, apparently you did have a choice. You did, and you decided.
Long live Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden wrote under the patriotic code. And I got this today.
Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Today.
It's near a playground.
And it's a child.
Right? But you didn't even get a chance to assess it. Here's another option. Freeze.
This is not the first time. Remember, they used to say that the FBI has labeled the Catholic Church group as advocating a communist like redistribution of resources. They talk about
any, like, 1 second of time at risk. Oh, it's a demon. Shoot him in the head.
The German Shepherds.
You see me reading the Bible. You say it's just a phase. Well, mister, it's the face of Christ the Lord. The end times is coming near. The end of the earth is near. Well, sorry, I mean near. The end is so near. Well, I'm an Armageddon man. Gonna push that button as soon as I can. I've been hoping and working, planning for the work of the Lord. First we rebuild the temple, then we turn the desert red with blood, then we'll see them roosters coming on down the hill. We shoot off the nuclear weapons and all that germ warfare, and the roosters get mad, come on down the hill. Praying for the work of the Lord. The Armageddon come down, and the beast proposed a plan, and it ends up with peace all throughout the land. Then the plagues come down, and the beast thrown into the lake of fire. The sinners are judged and sent on down to hell. I'm a Armageddon man, gonna push
Hello?
Okay, folks, fun's
is there
over.
Anybody
back
here?
In the bus.
Where's little Billy Joe?
He's in that run-down outhouse over there, Mama.
That's our son, Orca.
Well, Indian, it just goes to show you the obvious need to conserve our priceless national heritage. The government is turning your home into a national monument.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have proof that they are indeed behind us. The government of Iran.
Please do not get on a Senator Jesse Helms.
The President of the United States, this administration purposely misled the American people.
We're going to be presenting the work of the Hispanic white man, our lady and all players, followed by an all-night soul program from Soul City, Virginia.
AEDs which stand in Iraq today includes components that came from Iran. Do you have proof
that they are indeed behind the government of Iran?
I do not, sir. There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. The President of the United States, this administration, purposely misled the American people.
I'm silly. I have a nightmare all the time. I always see the Russian soldier looking at me.
I did not speak out because I was
fighting all the time. I fight. Should have remained at home. I got sick. Watching the way they took my church. Going to the University of Budapest. It happened. I'm sorry, boy.
I told you to forget it.
I got drunk with it. Drunk with heat.
Get out of the way, Mr. Boy.
I'm
going to crush the boys down. That's what I come for now. Listen, boy, you better turn the eyes off. Listen, yeah, before he shoots him. Yeah, we lost him over the trail and over to Mount Doron.
Have
they
met?
You just
stay in
safety. Okay. Oh, he's broken my TV! We hit the light, Sonny, and get behind the counter! Come on,
over.
What do you suggest, Sergeant?
We can't leave him behind. He'd be caught and brainwashed.
To burn me an extra village, just to get the money to buy the ticket. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I torched our base by mistake, because I got lost in the thicket. Whoa, whoa, oh. The boss from the CIA says that's okay, you can like it up later. But first I want you to attend a little seminar on robbing of a right-wing dictator. We are on our way. We are on our way to a convention. Soldiers of the Russian Army.
They're all up that old Charlotte. 70 miles from the Marine
Bay. My old buddy killer is coming in from Bolivia. I can't wait to see what's left of his face. He's a hero. His own mama for a little time. So that won't fly. It's time to save the world. So lots of people are gonna die. We're choosing who. We're going to
can't move my feet.
That's a fitting ending.
Hold it.
A fitting ending to our convention. Of mercenaries.
You have 100 pounds of explosives, 50 primers. 25 for me. 25 for you, Goldie.
Deliverer, Redeemer, Inspirer, Demoness of 11 names and more, Divider of destinies and days, Beloved. 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 Beloved.
What is it that the citizenry of the United States and even its most progressive formations has engaged by way of applying even a break, much less bringing to a halt this pattern of wholesale criminality engaged in by its governor? And it's not simply this abstraction of criminal behavior or comportment. It's not simply a posture. It's not something that we sit there and say, well, that is wrong in some abstract moral sense. No, the nature of the criminality in which the United States engages, as Noam Chomsky and many others have copiously documented, translates into piles and piles and piles of rotting, stinking corpses all over the planet, everywhere but here. Yeah, these are real people. This is real grinding misery. This is real burning flesh. This is real shredded babies. And not just a few. We're talking now on a scale of millions and perpetually. That's the direct commission and the indirect commission of the same kind of crime, which is made possible by the direct commission, is death by starvation, death by deprivation of medical attention, death by all manner of means, truncations of lifespan, people with 40-year longevity as an entire population, that degree of intensive impoverishment for the raking off, exploitation, whatever you want to call it, of the assets which should make their lives livable.
fish. You gotta watch the boat to thirsty. Enough memory just goes out the window. We couldn't find it, the man at all. We were wondering if you looked in that trash can. When we threw out that trash, man, with the bag in your hand, did you dump it?
Fun while it lasted.
Call later.
I'm dropping off the bad dreams. Somebody else's skin.
Being interrogated. A lot of Iraqis are being tortured or killed in the course of interrogations. In a clear reference to the discovery earlier this month of the secret jail, he said militias operated with impunity inside the Interior Ministry and had infiltrated the police. People are doing the same as in Saddam Hussein's time, and worse, it's an appropriate The Al-Alawi was chosen to be Iraq's interim prime minister when the country regained its sovereignty after the war.
But he failed to win widespread
support in January's election. He has since formed a coalition to contest next month's parliamentary poll. Mr. Alawi described Iraq as the centerpiece of the Middle East region, and there was a stark warning for the West. If things go wrong, neither Europe nor the United States will be safe, he says.
Rising.
Most people have.
discover what others in the past have learned.
But for 18 years, Iran lied to the IAEA. That's why.
You're about to witness a robbery.
Iran has sponsored.
Stick him up!
Surprised
you, huh? Well, I guess you remember the face, but you just want to forget the name. It's not surprising. Most people have. But as an ex-CIA director, I have a lot of international business to front for now. And a lot of big expense account lunches, too. But I never worry because of this. My American excess card. Safe, even if my royalties can't always cover my court costs.
It all seemed to end up somewhere.
In a way that is consistent with his entity obligations, that is consistent with the world's concerns about Iran's history of lying to the IAEA. The United States, Japan, and Australia have a large agenda together. It is an agenda that is
What'll I do? Throw the wake of your love. Isn't it close? There's no painkiller anymore. Ooh, look at the earth. I'm asking, is it very calm? Calling to you.
Thank you.
I need a drink of water. I have a terrible taste in my mouth. It's this gum I've been chewing. I hate it, but they forced it down my throat all year.
It's Desert Storm, chewing gum.
A great flavor. Come on, try some more than just a chew. What it does to you. Savor the flavor. Someone else's neighborhood goes boom. The lights go dim. The lights go black. It's our president's chewing gum attack. Bridges are gone. Hospitals and sewers too. What did we do? Chew, chew, chew. At first they think, what a powerful gum. Then their mouths fill with petroleum. And oh, what waits on the very next pages. In your mouth, an oil fire rages. Don't try to put it out with water. The taps don't run in the new world order. Just chill out, dude. Don't be a slob. Hurry home and lose your job.
The Desert Storm,
chewing gum. Flavor strong enough to blot out the sun, also the moon. But fear not, swoon. Look just like the moon on the earth here pretty soon. But not before the ground war began. We kill them with a pile of sand, buried alive. Oh, what a lucky man. Above the ground, bombing sortie again.
The Desert Storm, chewing gum.
Brought to you by the usual crew. It is their plan for the coming man to be the lucky food who gets to chew.
The Desert Storm,
chewing gum. A great flavor. Come on, try some. Support the troops. A scoop of their poop is the surprise snack inside each pack.
That was Mean Jeans and a tune called Very Ape from the In Utero in Entirety in Tribute album, which is a compilation that just came out, doing the entire Nirvana In Utero album, In Utero in Tribute in Entirety. Before that, Eugene Chadbourn and Evan Johns, Desert Storm Chewing Gum from Terror Has Some Strange Kinfolk. Before that, we had some Ronaldo and the Loaf. Polyrock did... I don't know the name of that song. Your Beating Heart. It's an instrumental. From the first Polyrock album. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance before that. Shockabilly did You Dungeon My Brain from the Coliseum album. Sonic Youth did Providence. We had another Circumstantial Happenstance with excerpts from Mindwalk and an old radio show. Eugene Chadbourne and the Red Clay Ramblers did Convention of Mercenaries from Country Protest. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance before that. German Shepherds did Armageddon Man. From Music for Sick Queers, we had another Circumstantial Happenstance before that. A lot of stuff taken from Mindwalk, also Furious George, Firesign Theater, and during the Circ Haps. Before that, Pilgrim State did Nose Hose from the album Effective Spiritual Warfare. And the song before that was called Waterboarding. Before that, we had GWB, I'm the Decider, to the tune of I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. John Zorn with the Big Gun Down. We had another Circumstantial Happenstance before that. Frank Zappa, The Torture Never Stops, from You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore, Volume 1, Disc 2. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance before that. The Beatniks did CIA, and Cheap Sex did Dick Cheney. We started with the Dead Kennedys and Bleed for Me. And, you know, torture memos are coming out of our ears.